I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see some fog through this morning, then a sunny sky today, a high around 73 degrees. The city of Cairo is facing another setback. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
Almost 200 families who live in two Alexander County Housing Authority developments in Cairo are being forced to move. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is demolishing the Elmwood Place and McBride Place complexes because they're unsafe and unhealthy. HUD assumed control of the County Housing Authority last year. HUD's Brian Sullivan says the agency realizes this will be a hardship for these families and the community at large.
What we're hoping to do as we begin this process of relocating these families is to do so in a manner that will allow these residents to locate to better, safer, healthier housing. And for those households with school-age kids, prior to the start of the new school year.
Sullivan says although most of the families want to remain in the Cairo area, there isn't enough available housing for that to happen. The city has suffered from racial tensions and a severe economic decline for decades, which has helped reduce the town's population by 50% since 1990. I'm Brad Palmer.
Dr. J.S. Elwell was the first of four candidates for SIU Carbondale Chancellor to go through the interview process on campus. The current dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, met with campus community yesterday. Elwell has also studied in California and in Louisiana and earned his Ph.D. from SIU. He says his professional experience includes professor, department chair, dean, and provost. Elwell says that experience will give him the ability to lead SIU during Illinois' historic budget crisis, but he says he can't do it alone.
Don't think that one person can do it, but I think they can help. And I think they can build a team, a family, if you will. I mean, that's how I think of the people I've worked with as family. Because you see them every day, you're hopefully all going towards the same goal. You have hopes for them. You suffer the disappointments with them.
Elwell thinks SIU's relatively low in-state tuition when compared with other states should be a main selling point in an effort to increase enrollment and retention. Next week, Oakland University President George Hind will visit campus. There are four finalists vying for the position, including interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell. A third-term Illinois state representative says he's considering a run for the Democratic nomination for governor in 2018. Scott Drury says he wants to stop the partisan bickering, public corruption, and uncontrolled violence across the state. He blames both Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan for the two-year budget stalemate. I'm Jennifer Fuller.